Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating. Cardiovascular clearance, patient Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, first name Jose, J-O-S-E, date of birth April 16, 1959, date of evaluation May 26, 2022, referring physician Dr. Swartz, the chief complaint, 63-year-old male, seen as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HVI, the patient reports left shoulder injury dating to March 2nd, 2022, period. He stated that he was trimming weeds when he tripped and fell over a football, period. He subsequently injured his left shoulder, period. Correction, he subsequently injured left shoulder, comma, left frontal scalp region, comma, neck, comma, lower back, and suffered a laceration to the left ear, period. He was then seen at the emergency room at Eaton Hospital, where he was evaluated and referred, period. He has continued pain, which he described as sharp and rated 6-8/10, period. The pain is associated with decreased range of motion of the left shoulder, period. It is worsened by lifting anything over the shoulder, period. He has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. Past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number diabetes, next number cholelithiasis, next number anxiety, next number benign tumor of the left chest. Past surgical history, left knee surgery times 3, right knee surgery times 1, left inguinal hernia, next number bilateral elbow surgery, next number cholecystectomy, medications, benazepril, unknown dose, Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, 1 daily, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams PRN, metformin, 500 milligrams BID, lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams PRN. The allergies, some unknown diabetic medication, period. Family history, mother had diabetes, period. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking. He notes occasional marijuana use. Review of systems. Constitutional. He has had weight gain, skin unremarkable. Head, he has history of trauma. Eyes, he wears reading glasses. Ears, unremarkable. Nose, no decreased smell or bleeding. Oral cavity, he has dentures. Neck, he has pain and stiffness. Neurological, he has headache and paresthesias involving the left hand. Psychiatric, he reports nervousness, depression, and insomnia. Musculoskeletal, as for HVI, review of systems otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 119/77, pulse 75, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 260.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination. Correction, the skin reveals tattoos on the anterior chest wall, otherwise unremarkable. abdomen is obese, no masses or tendon is noted, no organomegaly, musculoskeletal, the left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion, period, there is tenderness on abduction, period, there is severe crepitus, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 73 beats per minute. There is loss of R waves and lead to V1 and V2, period. The impression, 63-year-old male with multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease to include hypertension, diabetes, and age, period. He had suffered injury to the left shoulder, period. He has history of alcohol and marijuana use, but denies cigarette smoking, period. He has a borderline abnormal ECG, period. He is otherwise asymptomatic, period. His cardiovascular risk is mildly increased given his history of diabetes and hypertension. However, they appear relatively controlled, period. As such, he is cleared for his procedure. Recommendations may proceed as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.